In just about 90 minutes, Pope Benedict will leave Angola and return to Rome, concluding a 7-day trip to Africa. The final event yesterday took place at St. Anthony's Parish, where the Holy Father met with Catholic women's groups. John Baptist Tumusiimi is in Angola with the Pope. He told us more about the meeting.
For the women, meeting the Pope was an important confirmation of their faith. They sang, clapped, and danced when the Pope arrived to address them. There are several Catholic women's movements in Angola, promoting and defending the rights of women and helping women to improve on their social and economic conditions.
Estas mesmas palavras se elevam do coração de quantos aqui nos reunimos nesta igreja de Santo.
In his address, the Holy Father reiterated the Church's teaching that men and women are equal in dignity because they are created in the image of God. Women in Angola are subjected to many inhuman conditions, such as domestic violence. Many are denied formal education, and because of this, they form the biggest group of the poor in the country. The Holy Father spoke out against these conditions and said they were not part of God's plan when he created man and woman. The Pope stressed that since the dignity of women is equal to that of men, women have a full right to become actively involved in all areas of public life, and this must be affirmed and guaranteed also through appropriate legislation. He, however, clarified that playing a role in public life should not detract women from their unique role within the family, because the presence of a mother within the family is very important for the stability and growth of the family. To stress the point, he gave the example of Teresa Gomez, an Angolan national who died in 2004 in the city of Sumbe after a happily married life. He said she was an exemplary person who protected the Catholic parish of Our Lady of Grace of Porto Amboim during the Civil War. Teresa offered support, courageously protecting the parish structures and trying every possible means to restore the celebration of Mass. Another exemplary example was Maria Bonino, an Italian medical doctor who offered voluntary service in several missions throughout Africa. She died in Angola in 2005 of Marburg fever. She was the head of the pediatric ward in the provincial hospital of Uyije during the last 2 years of her life. She cared for thousands of children who were patients in her hospital. Lastly, the Pope referred to women as springs of life to stress their maternal role and called upon them to protect human life because God has put his trust in them.